We're doing Avat Chesed, and we'll dedicate our learning tonight to Sarachaya Badania Kohen. We're up to the 10th chapter of the second section of the book. And the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing why people are not as adherent as they should be to the mitzvah of doing kindness with their fellow men. And in this chapter, the Chafetz Chaim is going to focus on the trait of being stingy. People are miserly. They hold on to their pennies and they don't want to help someone else. So the Chafetz Chaim says, "V'yesh anashim shesibat miniatam mitzvat gmilut chasadim." And there are people that the reason that precludes them from doing kindness with their fellow men is mipnei midat tzarain sheyesh behem, because of the trait that they are stingy. Haynu sheinam tzara milanot lacherim bemamonam. They're stingy. They don't want other people to derive any benefit from their money. And the Talmud in the end of Sota describes the deterioration of the Jewish people towards the end of the period of the Second Temple. The Mishnayot and the Gemara over there go into how the Jewish people were deteriorating morally in the last century as we approach the destruction. And the Talmud says, "Misherabu tzarei ayin v'torefei teref," when you had many people who were stingy and were like animals to grab things from others. Rabu me'ametzei alev. So then there were more people who were hard-hearted. V'kofetzei adayim mila'alvot. So you see, it deteriorated into a point where people were very tough-handed from giving loans. V'avru al ma shekatuv b'Torah, and they transgressed the Torah's commandment. Hishamer lecha, beware. Penyei davarim levavcha v'li'al. Let there be something with your heart that is without the yoke of heaven, and you say to yourself, Lemor kareva shenata sheva. Oh, the Shemitah year is coming. If I give him a loan, then Shemitah might absolve the loan, and I'll never see my money again. And then the poor guy never gets the loan he needs. His business could collapse. Vehi midag vuad meod. And this is a terrible trait, says the Chafetz Chaim. Umviat adam nidei meniyam mitzdakah migmilut chasadim. Being stingy can prevent a person from giving charity when it's necessary, and from doing kindness with his fellow men. And the problem with this trait, in my humble opinion, is that when people fall prey to this trait, they become blinded by it. They don't even see it. There was once an extraordinarily wealthy Jew. He owned some of the baby Bells. You know Bell Atlantic? So he was making probably $100,000 a day or more. You're talking about a multi-millionaire, one of the wealthiest people around. And a rabbi who I had the good fortune to learn by, he was helping a Jew who was in a very difficult situation to put together some funds, and he managed to get a meeting with this Jew. So you're meeting with a man who's making over $100,000 a day. And the guy gives them the time, and he listens to the whole story, and he says, "I'm so happy you took from your time to come out here." He was in the Midwest. They flew out to meet with him. "You guys, you don't know how much I feel for the cause you're telling me. This is a really important cause, and I really think this has to be funded. And I'm going to do something which I don't usually do. I'm going to write you guys a check. I really feel for the story." And he writes them a check and puts it in an envelope. And they walk out the door and they see he gave them a check for $25. Now, in his mind, he gave them a whole long speech about how he's going to do something which he doesn't usually do. This is out of line for him to actually help someone else who's in a tough situation. And he was giving them this whole long speech about how he feels for it, so he's going to actually help them. When a person is stingy, they don't even see it. In his mind, he's a philanthropist. So that's the difficulty with this midah, that it's not always easy to break out of it once a person is in it.